Good morning and welcome to A Voice of a People Live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? I hope it's going to be warmer than yesterday. I tell you, boy, my feet was freezing yesterday. Doesn't take much for some people. Not complaining, but I, you know, just speaking about a fact. All right, I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. If anyone asks you how to get, in tune with the show or can download what they need to do to be a part of our show, have them download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. I'm live right now in the studio. If you'd like to call and be a part of our show today, please call 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, hi, and thank you once again for your love and your support. Just thanking everyone for just being a part of A Voice of a People over the years. And along with you all, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. And that number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. And that number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place August the 15th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have another announcement. They have a program they call Stuff the Bus for school, going back to school, book bags and pencils and erasers and paper and tablets, and it's called Stuff the Bus. Now, the last day they did this, I think, was yesterday. It ended at 4 p.m., but if you did not get a chance to be a part of that, please call them if you want to be a part and want to bring things to add to the Stuff the Bus. Do that, which I'm going to have to do that because I missed it yesterday. The day that they will be giving out these supplies to the students is going to be August the 8th at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Logos Christian Ministry. It's going to be a big extravaganza. There will be food and school supply giveaways, free haircuts, fun and games and bouncy houses, and a community health fair. So be a part of that. Share that information with people you know who will be needing help getting their students ready for back to school. Don't forget, it's Logos Christian Ministries, 243-1515. If you do have some things you want to take over there, okay, to be a part of that. Hopefully you've been enjoying the nation's birthday celebrations. They may be over for July, but I know they're celebrating all year in Marion. So I know I had a good time with the event that I went to. So hopefully you can stay in touch with that as well. Now, I start my show with a thought for the day, and then I will get with my guest. Marcus, write your name down for me.
Yeah,
I should have done that, but I'm sorry.
Okay,
thoughts for today. You know, my phone is like crazy. I gotta get rid of everything before I go into something else. So, let's bear with me 1 second. It will not be there, Linda. Okay, let me get out of that. Thought for today. You know, our world changes so fast, and we're going through all these different situations and circumstances, and we just don't know what to expect from one moment to the next, do we? No, we don't. Things are just changing that fast and dramatic. What about that crazy weather we had, 107-degree real feel? Glad we're out of that. Okay, what's this thought for today? Could you close that door for us?
I certainly can.
Thank you. Oh, dance and forgetting. Let's see what this says. Like, life is akin to a dance between forgetting and remembering. We falter in this delicate game when we lose sight of our true essence and purpose, overshadowing our present with the shadows of the past, forgetting who we are, spiritual beings of non-physical, eternal nature, embodiments of love, peace, and bliss, leads us astray. Our true self is the conscience, sentiment, soul, ever-present amidst life. How do I say that? C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-Y.
I got nothing.
Cacophony.
Sure.
Maybe that's
cacophony.
It.
Cacophony.
Yeah, cacophony.
Yeah.
You don't hear that word every day, do you?
No.
All right,
no,
then.
You don't.
The game is lost when we dwell on the material memories that haunt us. Old wounds, past insults, and bruises to our ego. Instead, thriving in life means embracing our spiritual core and living with the wisdom of our true, peaceful nature. Well, that gives you a lot to think about today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does me.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I am going to turn my attention to my guest today. He is solely on his own today. He was with Dr. Brown last time he was here. But Mike Grubbs?
Yep.
All right, Mike Grubbs. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. How's it going?
It's going.
A lot to talk about today.
Yeah, it is.
It's no longer a fiscal caution. It's fiscal emergency now.
And exactly what does that mean?
So basically what it means is that we can't be trusted to handle our debt. So the state's going to basically come in and help figure out where our debt, where our money's going, and then help us to re-correct our course.
Right.
So that way we are back on where we need to be.
Right, right.
Because right now we're off the tracks.
They can't get back on our own.
Right. Yeah. They gave us time to try and do that, mm-hmm. and we have proven unable or unwilling to do that.
Yeah, because they say now we're like 11 million.
12.
Oh.
12 million now. Yeah.
Wow. Because it was 9.
Yep.
Wow.
It
and that little
9.
Bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's huge. And we don't know where it went. We have no answers. Or at least we can't get answers.
Right, right.
Because whoever knows isn't talking. Mm. Which says a lot. There's a lot of rumors. There's a lot of speculation.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, Robert Landon's name pop up every now and again.
In what regard, though?
Because he used to be an auditor.
Okay.
People are thinking that he might have information about what's going on, but he's remained quiet. If he has something, he should probably say something now, because...
Now, was he the guy that was elected into office after Kelly Carr?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
If he has information, like whether or not he has information, he should at least say that, he should come out and say something. Because that's huge. Because we don't know where it began. There's rumors. There's people saying it happened in started happening well before that during the transition between what software they were using prior to 2009, I think, to what they're using now. But I'm not sure if that's the case. I think it might be just that it's a mismanagement of funds.
Could have been.
But we don't know because we're not getting the answers.
No, but, I kind of listened. Well, Scott had the state on his show last night, and they mm-hmm. were more or less saying there could have been some minor problems before the Robert Landon came in.
Right.
But evidently, when he came in, he had no idea what he was doing.
Right. And so then that just
exacerbated. And how do we elect people like that? They're just not capable of doing the job.
That is a good question. That is a very good question, because... if they're not willing or able to do the job, why did he remain in the first place?
Right, right.
Like, that should have been something that was found out, like, immediately.
Right.
And then addressed. Why was he allowed to stay? I've heard all kinds of things about him, and none of them are great.
Okay.
But I've not heard from him personally, so I'm.
Is he still in Marion, or?
I don't know. This has only come up recently after going to the council meeting, and, mm-hmm. and I was hearing somebody talk to News 4 about it. And so I was asking around town, and people were like, "Oh yeah, no, he used to be an auditor, and he was, you know, auditor during all of this, and he probably has info, and he's just not forthcoming with it." So I'm like, "Okay, well, I mean, he probably should say something." I mean, even if he doesn't have anything, just come out and be like,
"Well,
I
maybe
don't
don't want
got
to
nothing.
Incriminate himself too, you know."
Well, yeah, yeah,
that
exactly.
could be a consideration,
yep,
right?
Exactly. But I mean, if he's not looking for political office at this point, like, what do you got to lose?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. But, I mean, even if he didn't do anything and he saw something, you know, it's that old adage, if you see something,
say something. Right.
You know, and he just needs to do that. You know, and it's frustrating because, you know, we're trying to get answers to a lot of questions.
Right.
And a lot of times it's like pulling teeth. I know that there are several people who have been trying to get this information, and I even asked about something. It took them a year and a half before they finally responded. I haven't looked at the information because I just recently got it, like, I think this week or I think it was Friday.
Okay.
So I haven't had a chance to look and see what I got yet. But still, you know, I asked for this a year ago.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just now getting it.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you get involved in all these local politics.
So I am I'm a concerned citizen what I am.
Okay.
I've gotten involved because I've started to listen to other people talk about what they're concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with the flock cameras.
Oh, yeah, that's another issue to talk about, yeah.
Yes. And I tried to speak on that this past time, and I apparently was told that just because I happen to be, you know, associating myself with the city, even though I'm in the county, I wasn't allowed to speak on it.
Oh.
So I guess that means that, you know, I don't have to follow the laws here or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. you know, because I guess if it doesn't, you know, if the city doesn't, isn't concerned with what I have to say, then I guess I don't matter.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to check on that.
Yeah, because you live outside the city limits is what they're saying.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, because specifically, I believe they said there's flock cameras in the county, which I agree with, there are, but that my concern should be more with the county than the city.
Okay.
But I would argue there's more flock cameras in the city than there are in the county.
I'm sure.
So while that is a fight, I agree that I need to have, and I will have that fight.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the fight that I was there to talk about.
Right.
Because I had talked to the local police department, Marion PD, and I was impressed with how they responded because they were extremely open.
Mm-hmm.
When I sent the request, I literally got a phone call, I think, like that day, and they were like, "Hey, do you want to come in and take a look at what it is, how we do it? Well, we'll show you, you know, whatever you want to see. We'll show you whatever, you know." And so I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then, like, that next week, Monday, I literally, like, I got a phone call. Or I went into the building and I saw everything.
Right.
So, I mean, they didn't have to show me everything. They could have just sent an email with, you know, "This is how we do things." And it's like, no, they literally sat at the desk and watched, you know, and we went through and I had him search for all kinds of different stuff. He showed me what it would bring up, what it wouldn't bring up. And so, you know, I feel for them because I know this is a tool that they use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't like police. I'm not a fan of the police.
Right.
At all. I've never had, aside from one time, I've never had the police do anything for me when I needed it.
Okay.
And that's a lot. So like I walked in there and I'm like, I am not a fan at all.
Right.
So I'm coming in with this bias already.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. So I'm trying to put it aside so I can, and yeah, they were like probably more forthcoming because I was open with them about it.
Right.
Than not. And So yeah, I feel for them because they're like, we use this tool. It's a tool. We don't. It's not a presumption of innocence or guilt. We just use it as a. If it flags something, we investigate it. Like, okay. So I'm like, but the problem is that it's not just you. You know, you can do this. You can do this by the book and everything is documented. But the problem is that it's the company that is involved.
Oh,
it's
what Flock company is itself. That? Okay.
Because Flock has access to that data too.
Right.
And we don't know what they're doing with it.
Right.
And they can't guarantee.
That has to do with our privacy, right?
Right. And that's the thing, is the police can't guarantee that Flock isn't doing anything nefarious with it. Mm-hmm, because they don't have no part in it. They're just given the tools.
Right.
And then Flock does whatever it does. I know that Ohio has a law that has to be deleted in 30 days. But how is that enforced?
Right.
We don't know.
Right. Or even if it's being done.
Right. We don't know. Because it's not part of the public view. That's done behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you want us to trust you, but you're not being transparent. You know, we should be able to go in and see that, oh, this information has been removed.
Right.
You know, there should be some sort of log or something we can track.
Or is that even possible? Because they say you can't even delete your emails and messages.
Right.
They're still somewhere out there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, Google has to store all of that just in case.
No matter.
Yeah.
You can delete it.
Yep, you can delete it on your end, but it's not gone.
It's still
Google still
there.
Has all of it.
So why is that different then?
Well, it's different because you're talking about the first off, you're talking about the government holding all that information.
Yeah.
And then they're selling that information. So it's one thing if it's your email, because mm-hmm. you can change your email, you can alter, you know, you can change all that easily.
Right.
We're talking about your license plate, facial recognition.
Right.
You know, these are things you can't change.
True.
Not easily.
True.
And it's the and what it's doing is it's developing a pattern. So right now we don't have the more sophisticated Flock cameras that are out there. So we don't have facial recognition. They literally just scan the license plate and the back of the car to get the color of the car and the type.
Okay.
And that's all it does. Now, that's what we have right now. But we didn't know that we even had those until a few months ago.
Wow.
And then when we talked about it several months ago, I think it was like, what, November, I think? They were like, oh, well, we'll worry about that in June when you know, we have to worry about the renewal process and, you know, if the city's got to pay for it, we're not renewing it, yada, yada.
Right.
And then what happened? Well, the county came in and was like, well, we're going to pay for all of them, and so there we go. And then the city did not even consider whether or not they wanted to keep them. And it wasn't even something that the council voted on.
Right.
They were like, well, I guess they renewed it. So we have them still.
And paying for them.
There was a grant that was paying for them. I don't know if the grant is paying for all of it.
Right.
Or if the county's paying for whatever the grant doesn't cover.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the city is expected to pay what the grant doesn't cover.
Right.
Don't know.
Hmm.
Because, again,
that's another concern.
This is another concern. And this is the problem with the council is they don't communicate, and then they get mad when we go, hey, we don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get upset. It's like, well, you can't get upset if you're not going to talk to us and openly communicate.
Some serious stuff.
Right. Like the fiscal emergency.
Mm-hmm.
That was announced on Sunday on a Facebook page. You would think.
I got a notice on my phone.
Yeah, you would think that this would be something that, you know.
But they did tell us it was possible it was going to happen.
But they didn't. But yes. But they didn't. But they have, like, the problem is, like, every time they come up with something and we're like, okay, how does this relate back mm-hmm. to the fiscal caution thing? And they're like, don't worry about that.
Right.
You know, let's focus on this. And it's like, but we have, you know, we're in trouble. Like, how do we get out of trouble?
Right.
And, you know, like the whole annexation of Silver Street, you know, it's like, okay, that's fine. You know, you want to annex a property, fine. How is that going to benefit the deficit? You know, and like also on top of that, because it, you know, going back to, you know, because the property was basically, you know, there was tires and other stuff potentially there. Mm-hmm. How is that, if that land is not usable, you know, what's it going to cost for the city? Because the city now has claimed it. What's the responsibility on the city? How much is it going to cost the city to deal with that?
Right,
and how much that goes back to, you know, so it's you know, so there's a lot of this, and then we're finding more about the Rite Aid, where they apparently bought the not just the Rite Aid, but they bought the laundry service next to it.
Oh, across the street?
Yeah, no, not across the street, right next to it.
Rite Aid.
Yeah, the Rite Aid right down here
on Main Street.
Yeah. They bulldozed.
That building there.
That building,
yeah.
They bulldozed it. And now they're apparently going in and doing testing to find out if there's anything wrong with the land, because mm-hmm. that was a laundry service. So who knows what was there besides, you know, laundry detergent and like there's chemicals and stuff that could have seeped into the ground.
So they tore down that building.
Yep.
Is the laundromat still there? Did they tear that down?
No, they tore that whole thing down.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. It's empty. The only thing that's there is the concrete slab where the building used to be.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, right next to the Rite Aid. And yeah, so they bought both those properties so that they could build a fire station. But they're not building the fire station now, and instead they're letting.
Yeah, they don't have money for that now, right?
Right, which is really weird because, we were doing digging in this and the amount of money that they paid for the property is the exact same amount that the grant was. That was supposed to help, you know, we were supposed to like refurbish and create a whole new station. Like all that money went right into that property.
Mm.
And so now we're paying for that property.
Wow.
And it's undeveloped.
Right.
You know, because it's a Rite Aid sitting there. They tore down a section, but you know now we're upkeeping the Rite Aid because we're leasing it out to
Goodwill,
but we're not getting anywhere near the money we paid for it.
I didn't understand that either because we have two Rite Aids. We have one out there.
Yep.
On Mount Vernon Avenue. I thought, mm-hmm. well, why didn't they go to that one?
Right. Yeah, it makes no sense.
And let us have our new firehouse, but
right, it makes no sense.
Our new fire station, anyway.
You know, and then come to find out that you know, we lost money basically on that. How we don't know how we're recouping that money,
mm-hmm.
Because it's not coming from Goodwill.
Really?
Not enough.
Okay.
Not enough. I think it was like I think they said it was $6,000 a month, I think it was, something like that.
Oh, okay, to rent that building.
Yeah, to rent the building.
Yeah, and they also tore down Big M Cleaners too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
okay.
That cleaner's place, that whole laundry service thing is gone. And so like what are they doing?
Mm.
And you know, I saw the post on Facebook from the Marion Fire Department. That was interesting, where they responded to some of the comments and like
I didn't see any of that.
Oh,
what
yeah.
was some of the response?
Some of the responses were they felt like the fire department was upset with the city as to how it was administering funds. And they were like, no, we're not upset with the city.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the reality. And we were told, you know, early 2025 that we had to, for the budget of 2026, we had to cut 10% of our budget.
Mm.
So that means that we went from two supervisors down to one. You know, we are holding off on sending any more people to paramedic training because we can't afford it. They're not participating in the safety city anymore.
Right. Oh, really? That's gone too for the kids?
Yeah. They don't have the money for it. They lost, I think they said two or three people went to other fire stations, and they're not allowed to hire anybody else, even though they were budgeted for those two or three people. They went down from 13 to 11 people Yeah, 13 to 11. So two or three.
And after all that, we had all these fires. Remember, fires was popping up like everywhere.
And if there's a fire, if there's a structure fire and they need help, they can't call for help.
Oh no.
So yeah, so outside sources, they can't get them. So they're on their own.
Are you kidding?
Nope. I wish I was. And you know, and the police they're having similar problems. I mean, that's a 10% budget. Like, they have cars that are out of date.
Yeah.
That need to be replaced. You know, and as much as I don't really like the police, like, they still need vehicles.
Yeah, they still need to function, be able to function, yeah.
And so you're telling me that they can't replace, I mean, they have on their website, the PD, local PD, has a list of all the vehicles that they have and what they're, when they put in service, what their mileages are, and it's insane. And they're like, well, we just can't replace them.
Wow.
So, you know, this is where we're at, but we can't put money into that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a Rite Aid that we're not going to do anything with, that we spent $2 million on, you know, but that's okay, because we can put money, we can waste money there, but we can't put money into our infrastructure and make sure that our roads and our you know, our all of our systems are up to date.
Well, they're all tore up now, right?
You know.
Oh, I hate that, but you know, I see infrastructure working, but I see it not correcting.
Yeah,
it's the work that, you know, tearing up the street. No more. I haven't even seen the street paved, and I don't know when.
Right?
Have you?
No. It's like I come into the city and
it's just raggedy roads.
Yep. Well, and that's just it. They're relying on the current infrastructure, and they're doing what every other city and state do, is they kick the can down the road, hoping that they're not going to be the ones in office when it falls apart. And that's not the response. The response should be, this is, you know, here's an issue. Let's discuss how we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's that whole, we identify the problem, then we can argue about how we resolve it.
Yeah, how we're going to fix it.
But we can't even agree that there's even a problem.
Wow.
And here's where we're at.
Well, like you said, like every other city, I know we're not the only ones in trouble, but my gosh, it's our first time being here, I think. And like I said, I can't remember last time you didn't see those big old machinery, you know, and the guys repaving the roads and putting out fresh tar.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time I've even seen that. It's been a few years, seems like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I've seen it out in the county, but, you know.
Not in the city.
Not in the city.
Like Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I drive that
all
the
time.
Where
the money's supposed to be at.
Right. I mean, what really sucks is I saw somebody did a YouTube documentary on Marion, and how Marion is basically where all the trains come.
Like,
we are the heart, so we're kind of the heart of the country, because all the trains come here. That means all commerce is coming through here.
Yes.
And this is the state we're in.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrifying if you think about it, because if we're the heart of commerce, because we have trains coming in here, in and out, we got businesses here, what's happening? Because if this is the state of Marion, and this is supposed to be the heart of Ohio and the heart of our country, this does not look good.
No, and I guess it's always been that way. This city was built around the trains.
Yeah.
You know, so it's always been that. We used to have passenger trains to come through here, but we don't have that anymore.
Nope.
And from what I understand, the railroad has taken claim over wherever the railways go.
Yep.
That property is theirs.
Yeah.
So where does that leave us? With them coming through all the time.
Right. You're right. Exactly. Yeah, we don't even have control of our own railways now.
No.
So, you know, we are beholden to them, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that should be public property, because they have to go through the public to use those railroads. They have to go through public cities. They have to go through towns. They have to go through communities. The communities themselves.
Neighborhoods,
They should have a say as to how these trains are operating. And whether or not they're safe. I mean, we just had an issue with a train derailment in Bucyrus just not that long ago.
I don't think I heard about that one.
I think if it wasn't last month, it was earlier this month.
Okay.
That was bad.
Okay.
And they had to have emergency crews clean up, and there was potential for
chemicals.
Chemical spill.
Right. And we had one here, wasn't that last year or a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
On the West End over there?
Yep. So, you know, we've got train derailments happening all over the place, and we already know that the train infrastructure is crumbling because a lot of the train advancements haven't advanced anything past the Civil War. Like the braking system is from the Civil War. They haven't changed it.
Mm.
And then you look at Europe and you look at China and you look at all these other developed worlds. Their trains don't look anything like ours.
No.
They are way more advanced.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Why can't we have those? We're the richest country in the world. Why can't we do that?
Supposedly.
Right? Like, either we are or we're not. And if we're not, let's just admit it. You know.
Well, that's one thing you could say. If we are, then, you know, stop, you know, like, putting this facade on everything. Like,
right.
We are the greatest, you know.
You know, it's like...
The richest.
We're the richest country, but we can't afford health care. We can't afford, you know, basic living conditions for our people. But we can spend, you know, billions upon billions upon billions and trillions at this point, dollars towards war. But we can't spend it for our own people.
What do you think about that war?
That war is, it's going to cost us a lot.
They're asking for what, $500 billion?
Right. Well,
to do what though?
So the Strait of Hormuz, they don't know. There's no plan. The Strait of Hormuz is closed again, and Russia also has stopped producing in one of their major oil refineries. They can't produce right now, so that's shut down. So that's two major areas where oil comes from that's gone.
Hmm.
And until that comes back up, there's nothing to replace it. Nothing.
Wow.
So price of oil is going to go up, which means price of gas is going to go way up.
Wow.
But here we are.
Possibly $6 plus a gallon, huh?
Yeah. Promises made, promises kept, I guess.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me about that war is it's been ended. This one guy said 38 times.
Yeah.
This war has been ended and restarted.
Yes.
What is that?
It's because they are playing the market. They know that when the war starts, it affects the market.
Oh, this is a money game.
Yeah, this is a money game. This is a money game. They know it affects the market, and so they are basically buying and selling based off of whether or not the war is going on.
Ooh-wee.
So they're making bank on this. They don't care. This thing. These guys don't care about us. They don't care about you and me. They don't care about our listeners. They don't care about anything but money. And they want to get it however they can. And if that means that we suffer, we suffer. And we're seeing that.
Oh, yeah. I knew that a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look at we've got the first trillionaire in, you know, the history of the world. But at what cost?
Our cost.
Yeah. Exactly. It's our labor.
And everybody that's running after him, trying to catch up with him financially.
Yep. It's our money.
And the markets.
It's our money. I mean, you know, and the only way he could make that, he can do that, I'm convinced, is by getting Doge in there to cut as much as possible.
Oh, they have.
Which didn't help us.
No.
We have, there's hospitals closing. There's people losing their jobs. Why? So that one person could get more money?
Of course.
Why?
And he can share it with his family and his friends?
No, he's not going to share it. He's not going to share it. It's his. He's going to just keep it.
You talking about Elon?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, him.
He's not going to distribute anything. He's going to keep it. There's no trickle-down economics here. Reaganomics is
a lie.
A joke.
It's been a lie.
Yep. It's been a lie since its inception.
Yeah. I agree with that. That's been a lie.
Keep using it constantly.
Because they get away with it. Somehow some people believe it when they say it.
Right.
They believe it.
Right.
Even though they're not doing any better or getting any better, they believe this lie.
Yep. It'll get better if we just keep giving billionaires money. Well, guess what? We've been giving billionaires money for the last 30 years.
Oh, longer than that.
Well, yes, but still, you know, as far back as I have
Reagan.
Looked so far,
Reagan. Reaganomics. He came in here with that mess.
Yep. I was born. I was raised in that mess.
Yeah.
I know very well. A lot of the changes that he put through.
And I do too. I was a young single mother with two children, trying to work and make ends meet, and they didn't meet.
Right. You know, like my wife worked at one of the plants here for 12 years, and they dissolved her position.
Yeah.
She has 6 months of unemployment. That's all they'll give her.
Yeah.
For 12 years of work. How is that fair?
It's not. It's not fair.
I mean, she worked 12 years of her life, and she helped put into that.
Right.
So she should get everything out of it that she earned.
Yeah, you'd think so.
But that's not how the unemployment works. You have to fight for it, and then not only do you have to fight for it, you have to keep proving that you're using it, and then when the time comes up, maybe you can renew it.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe. If it's something they could be bothered with, if it's in their good graces. They will do it. Maybe.
You're right. Like, because, you know, they're taking funds from them as well.
Yeah.
The health care and all that. And they're coming, making it to nothing.
They're coming for Social Security.
I know.
Which.
And they've been digging in that for 30 years.
Oh, yeah. They've been taken out of it. They have not put anything back in.
Mm-mm.
They've taken out of it. And they're like, oh, it's insolvent. Okay, well, how is it insolvent?
They couldn't stand the thought that money was there.
Right. And it was
hands
sitting
off.
And not doing anything. It was the same thing with the 401ks and the pensions. They didn't like the fact the pensions were sitting there. So they needed, you know, it was money just sitting there. And why isn't it being used?
Well, some of
it was being used as people retire. That's what it was for.
Right.
And it's like, they can't have that. We need to do 401ks and we need to put it in the stock market. It's like, yeah, so that you guys can
gamble,
with
our
it.
Money.
Yep. And then if you lose it, we get screwed.
Yeah.
They don't get screwed.
No. We've already lost it when they got in it.
Yeah, I mean, look at 2008, the financial crisis.
Oh,
what'd they
do?
They bailed out all the banks. What about all the homeowners that lost their homes because, you know, of these predatory loans?
But you know what happened? That was all politics, and they wouldn't allow the president who was sitting in charge to even get enough money to do what he really wanted to do.
Yep, exactly.
Now, I do remember.
You know, and the thing that really frustrates me is that the excuse is always, what about that one person that might take advantage of it? I'm sorry. What about that one person that is taking advantage? Well, here's the thing. There's laws on the books, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's how you deal with it.
But it's not subject to them.
Right. It's laws for thee and not for me. That's how it goes.
Put the peons in jail and prison, but you're still stealing and raping us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. 100,000%. 100,000%. And what's frustrating is that it's not just the Republicans, because the Democrats, they do it too. They do it too, because they're just as complicit. They let the Republicans come in and destroy everything, and then they come in and fix just enough of it to be like, oh, look.
And
see?
You have to understand. When they do get in there, they still got to depend on the Republicans, and they're still holding them to certain standards.
They don't have to, but that's the thing, is they don't have to.
How often have we had total control like they have? How often?
We've had it once.
Once.
Right.
Just once.
But what did we do with it? Nothing. We squandered it. In fact, that was when Obama put in the Affordable Care Act. And then what happened? As soon as he put it in, then Democrats
they fought
were like,
against
oh,
it.
Oh no, we can't have we can't do that. We can't just give
Oh, that wasn't just a Democrat.
No,
the Republicans was really big on that.
Right.
We
but
do
they
not
did
want
not have,
him to have anything, no credit for anything.
Right. But the Democrats had the power and they also
and they didn't
did the
use
same
it.
Thing. Right.
They didn't use it.
Right.
You know, that's another thing I have a problem with right now today is, I'd like to see them in power. I'd like to help them be in power. But what are you going to do with it?
Right.
And what are you going to do with it?
Look at like, Mamdani. They're so mad at him because he showed them how easy it is to just make things work. He literally went in and was like, oh, look, there's a switch here. What's the switch do? And you turned it on, and then all of a sudden, rent is frozen.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
And people are happy.
Right.
And he was able to hire people to help shovel the street.
No, wait a minute. They had a fit when they did that during COVID.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep, I know.
Well,
you can't ruin the economy.
Oh, no, they're still
upset
about that.
And, like, they're so freaked out about it that when his administration put out a notice, automatic notice, by the way, to set your thermostats down to 78 because to deal with the air conditioning.
Yeah.
And everybody was up in arms about that. But everybody was saying the same thing.
I keep mine on that anyway, 77, 78.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's where mine
is. No matter how hot it was, you know.
Yep.
But
the entire government, every state government and even the United States government all said the same thing.
I'm sure.
But you're mad at him for doing it? Like, why? It doesn't make sense. And
maybe they think it's controlling their money or their access to that money.
No, it's what it is that they're trying to do anything they can to discredit him. Because he is showing everyone
solutions,
how to solve problems. And that's not what the Democratic Party is about. And that's not what the Republican Party is about. Like I said, the Republican Party goes in, they break it. Democrats go in, they fix just enough so that it looks like things are getting fixed. And they go, oh, we ran out of time. We just don't have any time left to do any more. Oh, it sucks. I know. But, you know, maybe next time.
Hmm.
Just, you know, give me your vote. So, you know, he's the only one that has been actually proving to do things, to make things better. Everybody else is just like, we want status quo, and even though status quo isn't good enough anymore.
Well, you know, I've heard people say that, you know, they don't like the fact that some of these old politicians are still in power, mm-hmm. and they should have limited
right
terms.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Mitch McConnell's ghost. You know, they're so terrified of a Democrat putting in, you know, someone to replace him, because their majority is so slim in the Senate that losing McConnell is a big loss for them. So they're just, you know, they had
dragging
to announce,
him along.
They had to announce Mitch or Lindsey Graham.
Right.
They had to. I don't think they had much choice in that.
Right.
But McConnell is ambiguous, because he's either gone, not with us anymore, dead as a doornail.
Or unable to come back.
Or unable to come back.
Right.
Which is it? You know, and the other frustrating thing about that is, if that was you or I,
right,
we would be fired.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have a job. We wouldn't even have health insurance. Yet this guy here is, you know, he didn't want health insurance for you and I.
No.
But he's got health insurance.
Right.
And
of
he's
course.
Using that health insurance.
Yes.
And not only that, he still has his job.
Yes.
Tell me how that's fair.
Wow.
You know, yeah. I mean, as a country, we should be up in arms about this, and we should be, like, demanding to know what's going on. It's all right. He's a public figure. Is he capable of doing his job or not?
Right.
If he's not,
let's keep it moving, right?
Let's find someone else who can.
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
Because that's what we do here.
Yes, yes. Wow.
You know, if you can't work, we find somebody to replace you. It's that simple.
That's too much.
But
too
we can't do
much.
That. We can't do that for that. It's a sitting senator. We can't do that.
Well, what are you going to do?
Keep
pushing.
Shouting. Yep, keep shouting.
Protesting.
Keep pushing. Protesting. You know, FOIA requests. You know, you got to keep poking the bear. Like, I seriously think... The
elections are coming up in November.
Yes, and I'm trying to get Amy Acton and Sherrod Brown here in Marion. Because...
Oh, I don't like the way they're degrading her COVID.
I don't disagree. But that's Vivek Ramaswamy. And his whole thing.
Right.
Now I think he said something about we're jealous of his money.
Oh, my.
Like, seriously, dude? We're not jealous of your money. In fact,
no.
You know, we would like you to put it back into the community.
We're out of
that
time.
You...
We are out of time. Wow. Thank you so much for coming. I have enjoyed this. I like the interaction.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This is great.
Because I do have some ideas myself about what's going on in our community, in our world, United States. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People Live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. And Mike Grubbs, we want to thank him for coming, and he'll be back again. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend and be safe.
You're listening to